This involves me and my really good friend and roommate here at Penn, whose name is Robert Lapidus. And Bobby and I were in the School of Arts and Sciences, and he was in the Communication School. And there were about seven people, and we were among them, who, we think we invented a game here at Penn, a poker game called 2-0. And it's not spelled with letters, it's just the number 2.0. And it's a poker game. I'll tell you about the name in a moment, but basically you deal 15 cards a hand to each player, and it's two players playing against each other. You make one high poker hand, one low poker hand, and one middle high poker hand. And it takes about 5 minutes to make up the hand. And then when you're done, you play your individual hands, your three hands, high, low, middle, against the other person, and you roll a card against each other one at a time. And as you do, you have to figure out the best way to insult your playmate. And there's a whole pattern that goes with the game, and it has continued on. We still play. Here we are 30 years later, and we still play the game. Well, the name 2-0, that's really basically your grade point average once you've learned how to play this game. And I can vouch for that. And after all these years, that's one of the great things that I love thinking about at Penn. And I'll never forget one Sunday morning, Bobby and I, we just kept playing and playing and playing and playing and playing. And finally, it was Sunday morning, probably 7:30, 8 o'clock, and the sun was out. And it was a beautiful day just starting, and we were finished playing. And we walked out onto the quadrangle. This was freshman year. And we saw everybody dressed up nicely. Well, whoever was, you know, alive enough to get up and dress up nicely on a Sunday morning on their way to church. And we knew we had hit rock bottom. And that's my 2-0 story.